This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Transit, bicycle, and pedestrian projects could get a boost as local governments around Denver develop a climate-minded transportation plan. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
A new state rule is meant to lower transportation climate emissions by shaping what kinds of projects are built. Planners at the Denver Regional Council of Governments say they'll likely have to prioritize things like public transit, sidewalks, and bike lanes over road expansions to comply with that rule. The state can restrict funding if planning agencies don't meet greenhouse gas reduction targets. Details on the Denver region's plan will come out later this year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A fight over whether U.S. Space Command's headquarters will be moved from Colorado is playing out in Washington and in annual rankings of America's best places to live. CPR's Dan Boyce explains.
U.S. News and World Report ranks current Space Command home, Colorado Springs, second on its list this year. But just above them sits Huntsville, Alabama, in the number one spot, where former President Donald Trump decided to move the headquarters just days before his presidency ended. That brought additional scrutiny, including two federal investigations into the decision. The U.S. News rankings weigh metrics like quality of life, job market, and affordability. Denver, meanwhile, comes in at number 55 on the list. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Drivers can expect delays along I-25 in southern Colorado today. Southbound lanes will close from 1 to 5 p.m. at exit 11 south of Trinidad for bridge construction. Traffic will detour along frontage roads during those closures. This is CPR News and KRCC.